The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Harriet Alexander is with me in the meantime, the US-based journalist. Harriet, what do we know about this gentleman, Tyler Robinson, taken into custody, suspected of killing Charlie Kirk?
Yeah, so we're getting quite a lot of information about him and perhaps his motives. We know that it was actually his father who turned him in. His father is a police officer. His mother worked with disabled children in Utah. And friends were saying that Robinson was growing increasingly politicized in the months leading up to this week's shooting. He declared over a dinner that he hated Charlie Kirk because he spread hatred, and he actually remarked on the fact that Kirk was coming to Utah ahead of this visit.
So yesterday there had been reports of messages scrawled on the bullet casings. Then there was maybe some walking back at that, or question marks raised over some of the reports. There seems to be confirmation of that, though, today.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. So the FBI this morning said that written on some of the bullets were messages, one of which was like, "Hey, fascist, catch." Another said, "If you read this, you are gay." And there was a series of arrow symbols, some other sort of commentary on it. So it does support the idea very much that this was a political assassination.
And what have people been saying about him? I mean, as one would imagine, if you haven't had the chance to go online, particularly on X today, it is just Tyler Robinson left, right and centre. But what have other people been saying about him, people in officialdom?
Well, Donald Trump called him a monster and has said that he needs to face the death penalty, which Utah, of course, does have. There's revulsion at his activities. It's notable that he is a white male, which is not what a lot of people were speculating online. There was an awful lot of speculation that this was a transgender individual, which, of course, is not the case. So people are outraged at what he's done. And yet there is, I suppose, relief that he has been caught and that he will face justice.
And is the investigation ongoing? There was some talk of him messaging somebody else on Discord to pick up his rifle, that it was wrapped in a towel at the point where ultimately the rifle was found.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, they're going to be looking very intensely into whether he had any accomplices, whether there will be any other people charged alongside him. They will look at how he got hold of these weapons. He was 22, so he could legally own the weapons, but it's not yet clear whether he was the person who did legally own them. So a lot more to be done.
Harriet, thanks a million for the update. Harriet Alexander is a US-based journalist.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.